You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. Some Easters mean more to me than others, and this is one of those Easter years that means so much to me. The significance of what we celebrate here today, what we remember, what we reflect on, what we live into, resurrection, has a magnifying glass put to it. Throughout human history, there are Easters that come after massive tragedy, massive amounts of pain that have taken place, and this is one of those Easters where we fully embody the story. Like those women who came to the tomb there in Mark chapter 16, you and I come into this Easter in a very similar way. You and I look around at our world full of pandemic, at our world full of violence and division, our world full of fear and hatred, and we show up thinking that we're attending to a grave. We think that we are showing up to show our respects to those who have been lost. We think that we are coming to grieve and to mourn, but instead we show up at that grave finding something else. Something so much larger than where our lives have narrowed into. So much more than the survival mentality that seems to be getting us through. So much more than keeping our nose down to the grindstone and putting one foot in front of the other. Like those women on that day who were bringing their spices and perfumes to anoint that grave, who were coming up in the middle of the night, who were coming up after the Sabbath had ended, who were coming up to attend to death. They, like us, looked up. They, like us, began to see the rays of dawn coming over the horizon. They, like us, look up to discover that Easter is here, that resurrection has arrived, that the sun has risen, that the dawn has come, that a new day has been born. That in the middle of the survival, in the middle of keeping our heads down, in the middle of trying to put one step in front of the other, everything has changed. This is a death-defying day rather than a death-respecting day. This is not a day about attending to the grave. No, this is a day about coming out of the grave. This Easter, friends, is about coming out of our graves. It is about staring the night. It is about staring death. It is about staring at the grave in the face and saying, I defy you. You and I are alive and kicking and standing here because we have defied the pandemic. We have defied death. We have defied the grave again and again and again. The sun came up this morning. Again and again, as a reminder, as a symbol to us of that ever-present resurrection inside of you and me that was made possible by Jesus Christ when he came out of that grave 3 days after his crucifixion and death. 3 days when everyone thought that the world had ended. 3 days after all of his followers had given up. 3 days after everyone had given themselves over to grief and the grave. 3 days later, boom, resurrection, Easter, staring death in the face and saying, no, the sun will rise again. That's what this Easter represents for you and me, friend, that we will look up and look around and go, indeed, this is God's resurrected reality that you and I are living in. We can stare at pandemic, we can stare at racism, we can stare at injustice, we can stare at violence and say, you will not win. We're living in a resurrected reality. We're living in a Christ-immersed world where life, not death, gets the final say. We look back at our year where 500,000 plus lives have been lost, and we may be tempted to think that death has actually won. We may look back at all of the many protests, all of the many uprisings, all of the many killings, all of the many moments of violence, all of the division, all of the hurt, all of the fear, and think that the world hasn't gotten any better, friends. We can put our heads back down on the grindstone. We can try to put one step in front of the other. We can try to survive. Or we can stare death and hell in the face and say, you do not win. We can declare the victory of resurrection and look back at 500,000 lives that have been lost and instead say, they are with God. We can look back at the grief and think that that has the victory, or we can declare today with the Apostle Paul, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? Because friends, you and I belong to God. This is a God-created world. It is a God-ordained world. It is a God-beloved world. And whether in life or in death, we belong to God because of Easter, because of this resurrection day, because of this resurrection moment. We stare death in the face and we stare at it in the same way as all of those lives who have been lost and say, I'm still here. 500,000 plus lives that stared death in the face and are now on the other side, who looked at death and said, I'm still here. Whose lives, in fact, are even more here than even our own. Because of resurrection, because of conquering death in the grave, because of overcoming and defying the odds that somehow we have gotten into our minds and in our souls that death always wins, but instead it is love, it is resurrection, it is grace, it is our God in Jesus Christ that always wins. And that's why this kind of Easter is like those unique Easters that have come down through history, where we come into it and go, oh yeah, that's why we celebrate this day, because it is our only hope. It is our only thing that we hold on to. It is the only thing that we are placing our bets on, that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And because he did, so also we do too. The angel shows up at the tomb there. As they looked up, as they looked around, as they inspected this grave, they saw that the stone had been rolled back, it had been rolled away, and there an angel appears and says, what are you looking for? Jesus of Nazareth? He's not here. He has risen, just as he said. Go quickly now. Go up into Galilee, for he is going ahead of you, just like he told you he would. He's already there. Friends, the sun rose again this morning, and the sun is already out in front of us, occupying life, occupying the day, occupying next week, next month, next year, the next decade, already drawing you and me into the Galilee, already calling you and me into the future. This isn't a present we have to survive. This is not a past that we have to dwell on. No, this is a future that we are already going along the path because Jesus Christ has walked the steps in front of us, and we don't have to wonder about putting one foot in front of the other. Jesus has already cleared the way for us. This is a resurrected reality that you and I get to live into. So let's do it. Let's live these Easter lives. Let's go and meet Jesus in our Galilees. Let's go and meet Jesus in our futures. Let's go and find the Christ who has already made the resurrection happen. And each and every day, as the dawn rises, as the sun comes up again, we will look death and grave and night in the face and say, "You have no power over me. I am resurrected, and I am living in a resurrected world." This, friends, is Easter Day. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.